Professor, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
Talk to me about this collaboration and about the mural.
The mural is on the wall of the Saints Andrew and Matthew Church at the corner of 8th and Shipley Street in downtown Wilmington. The church is our neighbor. The University of Delaware Associate in Arts program is also in downtown Wilmington. And so the public installation, which is a poem called 19 Questions, was a collaboration between the Creative District of Wilmington, the church, and its parishioners, and my creative writing and leadership students. So it was a big pot of people. It was a very diverse group when it, you know, by age and experience. And we were fortunate to be funded by a grant from the University of Delaware's Partnership for Arts and Culture, which is part of the Community Engagement Initiative at UD. So it was a great opportunity to get to know our neighbors. You know, University of Delaware has had the Associate in Arts program here since, I think, 2004. Before that, we were the Parallel program, which began here in, I believe, 1972. And so we've been neighbors with the church. We've been neighbors with our, you know, our friends who walk up and down Market Street all these years. And, you know, I started to feel like you feel in your own neighborhood when you have a neighbor who's lived there a while, but you guys have never connected. And so the time has passed when you can actually ask one another's names. So you just walk past and nod, you know, hoping you'll never be called on that. So I sort of felt like we needed this reason, you know, to get to know our neighbors on a really meaningful level. And I'm a poetry professor. I'm a creative writer, so the way in for me was through the written word, you know, and I feel like there's some things people can always talk about, right? Food, sports, art, and so that, I believe, is what underlies the Partnership for Arts and Culture, and that's what my creative writers wanted to accomplish with the poem. So we began work last spring. Spring of 2018. And at that time, that was the 50th anniversary of the occupation of Wilmington by the National Guard for 9 months. And we, as young people, my students are 18 and 19, had very little concept of this. So we began by collecting stories, and we were looking at the past, and we were looking at all the reasons we suspected that Wilmington is really struggling to find its renaissance. We were looking at the reasons that Market Street looks the way it does at 8 o'clock when my students walk down there, a bit deserted, not always at its best. So we began to ask questions. We know that the what it's some people call the riots, what some people call the occupation, had really torn the fabric of Wilmington. And we talked to people who'd been there, a man named Matt Shipp, who was a policeman at the time. He was an African-American police sergeant who served the police force during the riots and the occupation. We went to the elder storytelling group at Saints Andrew and Matthew Church and listened to elders talk about their experiences. The Reverend Lloyd Casson, who had been a young clergyman at the time, talked about you know, the feeling of going over into West Center City to calm the city and being shot at. He talked about the anger he felt and how, you know, even as a young clergyman who was a follower of Dr. King and nonviolence, his anger when Dr. King was murdered was so great that he found himself feeling like, you know, the city should burn. So we just had all these impressions from the past. But as we talked to people, especially those who had been there, we began to realize that many folks were also wanting to talk about the future. I know when we talked to B.B. Coker, who was an activist and is, she had sort of said all she had to say about the past and wanted to talk about the future, which is where the structure of our poem came in. It's a question poem. It's modeled on something, you know, Walt Whitman often wrote question poems. You know, Walt Whitman, being Walt, would write one question and spend, you know, 70 lines answering it, which, you know, was a bit slower. The pace of a poem like that was a bit slower than what we wanted. So we jammed all our questions together. We made literally 19 questions, and then the final stanza is an answer, or at least a response to some of the questions we asked. So that's how the poem came about. It took longer than we expected. Of course, everybody wanted it to be done in a semester, but nothing ever works out neatly on a 13-week schedule. So in the spring, we wrote and planned and basically made connections, and the poem was finished. My creative writers had finished it by the end of the spring session of 2018. Over the summer, we did a handoff, and we then had a group of leadership students take on as project the actual production of the mural, the attachment to the wall, the planning of a dedication ceremony. And that became a chance for three of my younger, 18 and 19-year-olds, to stand up in front of a group of people at the church and present the idea, to do a workshop, to take feedback, to work with a graphic artist, to work with the creative district with Lars Sommerhoff, and really think about the logistical and financial aspects of administering this grant, making the money, go all the way to the end of the project. So, we never at any moment knew. In fact, I was just saying Sunday, I never really fully believed that mural would end up on a wall somewhere in Wilmington. I wanted it to. I knew that there were a lot of challenges. And, the fact that we actually came up with an art installation, a bunch of first-year writing students and, first-year leadership students really finished the project, I think that's the goal of any teaching experience, to teach people how to finish. So I have to say I was very proud of everyone.
We're talking to Professor David Teague of UD's Associate in Arts Program about a UD student-designed mural unveiled in the Creative District, Wilmington. What is the name of the poem again and the location, just so everybody knows?
The name is 19 Questions, the numeral 19 Questions. You can see it on the side of Saints Andrew and Matthew Church. It is, so that church is located between Shipley and Orange Street on 8th. So, that's the location of the church, and you can park in their parking lot, I think, probably during the day, or you can drive, if you're going into town, on Orange Street, going north, crossing 7th, look on your right, you'll see it from your car.
And Professor, how long will this mural be there, forever and ever?
The mural is designed, the process is designed to last for 3 years. So it's printed, it's stretched on sign material, and our goal is, for one thing, there are 19 questions we'd like to write a poem to answer each one and begin to put those up. So we see it as a dynamic, a living process. And but the intended shelf life of this installation of the poem anyway is 3 years.
And the cost of this, you said you had a grant to pay for all of this.
Well, I can say we did this all for about, $3,600 in cash and a lot of in-kind contributions from amazing partners like St. Andrew and Matthew Church, like the Creative District. So there was some moving of resources and assets, but there was also, it's a fairly, I think, that was a fairly good budget. I think we did a great job managing our money.
How big is the mural?
The mural is 8 by 12. It's about the same size as an average parking spot.
Okay. And I assume that the students involved in this, they must just be ecstatic.
They're very proud. We were able to present to a national conference of community engagement scholars down at UD a couple weeks ago. The provost for engagement of the University of Iowa came up to us. The dean at Washington University in St. Louis came up and wanted to talk to the students. They just said, "Hey, Professor Teague, let's talk to your kids." And it made them so proud of themselves in the best way. But yeah, they're published. How many poets are published? You never get published if you're a poet, but we're literally, we're public and published. Everybody sees this poem every day. I think there have to be, 7 million poets around the country who would give a leg to be where they are.
And as you said, a great collaboration between UD's Partnership for Arts and Culture, the Episcopal Church of Saints Andrew and Matthew, and the Creative District of Wilmington.
Right. Everybody plays. Everybody has a voice. And I do think, we all talk about how we want to exchange stories with one another. We want to know one another's narrative. But I think we also want to know one another's poems. What's metaphorical in your life? What are your aspirations? What are these ineffable parts of you and your experience, the things that poems do that narratives don't always get to. I mean, I can see what you did, you know, A, B, C, D in your story, and that says a lot. But when we start looking at the more speculative parts of one another's lives, we share something different. And I think, you know, that's what Walt Whitman was after. He once said, "The Americans, of all people in all nations on the earth, have probably the fullest poetic nature." And then he said, "The United States themselves are essentially the greatest poem." And that's a great way to think about, especially now, right? We're feeling like we don't communicate in our culture. I think to think of our experiences as one big poem is a great vision, and I feel like that's what we were approaching when we put the 19 questions on the wall.